Time to talk some Husky hoops. UW getting ready to take on the Ducks in a game they really need after Wednesday's stunner. He's the writer for the Seattle Times. You can check out his work online. Visit seattletimes.com. Follow on Twitter. Use the handle at Percy Allen. We welcome in for the first time Percy Allen. Percy, much appreciate the time. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
All right. All is well. Rather than take the traditional approach, when you consider how things ended Wednesday night, let's put it this way. So Stephen Thompson hits the buzzer beater. If the refs, both coaches said, we're going to let Percy Allen watch the video and make the final call. If it all fell on your shoulders, what call are you making?
Well, all right. So, well, but we know that you can't call traveling, you know, sort of from a video replay. So, in that regard, then I'm going to let the play stand. But now, you know, and look, if I'm one of those types of guys that if I see it, I'm calling it during the game.
Right.
So, one of the refs, one of the three refs during the game, I believe should have seen it, and they should have called. Now, for some reason, they didn't see it. And they didn't call it. So when you go to the video replay then, there's nothing you can do at that point. So that play, now even though the kid traveled, it was a heck of a shot.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, it was one heck of – I mean, we're talking about a 21-footer, leaner, you know, pressure and everything. So – he shuffled his feet. He took an extra step or two. All right. I mean, that happened. But he made a heck of a shot.
So today, the conference issues a reprimand to Coach Romar. And I've never quite understood in the major sports we follow why you can't publicly call out the refs if you think they blew it. So what's been the word? What's been the reaction for, you know, he's not suspended, just kind of a public, please don't do that scolding from the commissioner?
And that's really all it is, because the conference, as far as I know, the conference can't touch a coach's money. So they can't do anything like that.
Right.
You know, even though these coaches talk about, oh, I'll get fined. No, you won't get fined. You know, because the conference just doesn't have that type of mechanism, I don't believe. Now, if it does, please, someone tell me. So what's been the reaction is, look, we had a chance to talk with Romar today about an hour after the announcement from the conference, and you know, he didn't necessarily back down from his comments. He didn't expand on them. He accepted his punishment, but at the same time, he didn't back down. He basically said, I said what I said, I stand by it, and we're moving forward. And and that was kind of his take. That was the player's take. You know, I think basically what he did was that all of that was for the players inside the locker room. I don't think he did it for himself. Look, we're like talking about basically the dean of the Pac-12 coaches. You know, he's been doing it longer than anybody else active now. He's been at Washington for 14 years. I want to say what the next longest tenured coach. Whoa, is it Altman at 6 years?
Either him or maybe Sean Miller, probably right in the neighborhood.
Yeah, right. You know, Sean Miller at 8 years. So, you know, so with Romar, look, so he knows where he is in the conference. He doesn't take it lightly. He, you know, historically, he isn't one of these whining type of a coach. This is his first time that he's done anything like this, and it's his first time that he's been reprimanded by the Pac-12, but he felt that it was time to take a stand towards these officials, and I think he did it for the players inside of that locker room, just to, you know, basically it felt like an in-game situation, and here you have a coach getting a technical
right.
yelling at officials, you know, just to try to fire them up.
So you mentioned that this is 14 years on the job, and he had a nice run. They made the Big Dance 6 times in 8 years, and on the bubble now, if they don't get in, that'll be 5 years in a row. You have more of a sense of the pulse of what the thinking is in Seattle. Is he in any trouble job security-wise, do you think?
You know, I would say that any coach who doesn't make the NCAA tournament 4 or 5 straight years is in trouble.
Okay.
I mean, look, I don't care who you are. Now, maybe if you're Mike Krzyzewski, you know, you might get a pass there. But it is cause for concern. I don't necessarily think that they are going to do anything during this off season, simply because recruiting has really saved him. Yeah. You know, somehow, some way. He is still able to get these highly ranked recruiting classes, and next year is no different. He's bringing in a kid who's one of the, you know, supposedly, if you listen to these rankings, he is one of the top 10 recruits in the nation. So, you know, I think that's going to buy Romar another season. This past year, he brought in a recruiting class that was ranked number 9 nationally. I think that helps. And I also think that the idea that this year's group, you have 7 freshmen, 3 that are currently in the starting lineup, 4 who are starting for a big chunk of the season. I believe it's the 4th youngest team in the country. So all of that factors into it. It's not excuses, but it's reasons as to why they're 16-12 right now.
We're talking with Percy Allen of the Seattle Times. I want to get to that because one of the guys you alluded to, Jonte Murray, from Rainier Beach High, a Parade All-American, best player in the state. Since this is the first meeting with Oregon, a lot of Duck fans haven't seen this young guy play. How strong of a player in first year is he having for the Dogs?
He is phenomenal. He really is. I mean, Look, I don't say that lightly. He's good. He's really good. And this might be the last time that you guys down there see him. He's silky smooth, about 6'4". He handles the ball. I'm not sure what type of, you know, if he has a position at that next level, you know, because he is a bit of a tweener there. But,
sure.
Thin, but can get to the hoop. Percentage-wise, he struggles behind the arc, but that shot is getting better and better. Does a little bit of everything. He's a really good rebounder. Just an exciting player, and does a lot for Washington. I believe he leads the Pac-12 freshman in scoring. So I'm not sure if he's going to come back next year. He is getting a lot of attention.
Sure.
And, you know, we've seen it with these kids. And, you know, personally, if he's my kid, I would say he should come back. But I don't know. We'll see.
Another guy, first, if you look at this Oregon team, they're pretty strong up front. They block a bunch of shots, do good work at the rim. And there's another terrific freshman up there, Marquise Chris, a Sacramento guy. What could you tell us again about his game and how he's matched up against some of the better front lines you've seen?
Yeah, so, again, another freshman, 6'9", just incredible athleticism. And he's another young kid who these NBA scouts have now starting to come to a lot of Washington games. You'll see a lot of them on Sunday because I saw them on a Wednesday and they told me that they're coming back on Sunday. Now Marquise Chris, I think he may be another one and done guy and. If I'm his father, I would say he should go because he is just that – he he's hit that sweet spot of just where he's his expectations that he's exceeded them. He is just playing so well coming down the stretch here, does a little bit of everything. You know, I would be curious. I would love to talk to you afterwards when you just see him. But just crazy athleticism, can shoot the three-pointer, can run and dunk and do all those things, and has played well against Pac-12 competition. Now, he's played some talented front lines. What he's going to see Sunday against Oregon, I don't know if that's necessarily a different beast, but I think Oregon comes at you with weight. You know, not just one guy that you got to worry about, but like three or four guys. And so that's going to be another challenge for a young guy like Marquise Chris, who is 18 years old and really started playing basketball when he was a ninth grader in high school.
Wow. By the way, Percy, I'm sensing you might have a second career as a one-and-done advisor.
You know, I've just seen so many of these guys, and look, it is something that's happening in college basketball, and everybody has to just really deal with it now.
All right, one final thought, and I want to hit on another freshman, because I just, from talking to our crowd here, a lot of folks haven't seen much of the Dogs, and one of the guys from an SEC country, Noah Dickerson, had some really huge games, Washington State, UCLA. Then he's kind of struggled. His time was limited against Arizona and Stanford. Maybe some inconsistencies adjusting to this level. How's his game coming along year one?
He's fallen off a bit, you know, which is, so, like, he's having a typical freshman year. As you said, that he started really well, but, you know, what, now we're into game, what is this, 27?
29. Now. 29, yeah, they're 16
yeah,
and 12, right?
You know,
yeah.
Coming up, and if we're going to call it the freshman wall, man, he's ran smack dead into it. And I guess that's fine. I mean, like, that's going to happen. And I think Romar took the appropriate steps and has taken him out of the starting lineup to maybe reduce some of that pressure on him. Another thing with him is that he came up with a foot injury, like a slash ankle foot injury about 3-4 weeks ago that, like, has just been nagging him.
Right.
And so I don't think he's totally gotten over that yet. So, so he's dealing with all of that. Plus, with Noah, he doesn't rely on this crazy athleticism. He plays below the rim. So he's all about positioning and footwork. And if he's not totally healthy and if he's maybe a little mentally drained and a little tired, then, like, his game will show it.
All right. Hey, awesome. Great information. I really appreciate the time and input. Folks, catch his work online, seattletimes.com. Follow on Twitter. Use the handle @PercyAllen. Percy, you travel safe, and thanks a million for joining us.
No problem. Anytime.
All right. Take it easy.